Welcome. Pour yourself a cup of tea or coffee, and let's talk witchcraft. I am your host, Ellen Moon, and in today's episode, I'm going to talk about dream magic. This topic came to mind after having a conversation with a customer yesterday about cord cutting. And it got me thinking, we can do cord cutting in our sleep, along with many other things. Like, we can do so much in our sleep when we're sleeping, because that's when we're the most vulnerable and open. So I made a list here, because that's just me. I'm that type of person. I have to make a list. It's how I organize my thoughts. So I came up with 6 different ways that we can, like, things that we can do while we're sleeping. The first one is a big one. It's manifestation. If you're wanting that dream job, if you're wanting that dream home, if you're wanting to move out and buy a house, if you're wanting to find love or to have someone specifically to fall in love with you, you can do that. You can do those things in your sleep. The second one is astral projection. So it helps to have a plan. It helps to plan your travel versus not planning and ending up somewhere you don't want to be. Which that's happened before. I didn't even plan on going anywhere and I ended up in my friend's bathroom. So that was interesting. And ways that you can plan to astral project so that, you know, you want to go somewhere specific and all that. You want to get your body ready. You want to cleanse yourself, protect yourself in whatever way that you practice. It can be crystals. You can, like, sleep with crystals in your hands or under your pillow. You can anoint yourself with protection ointments. I don't know. You can call upon your deity to protect you while you travel somewhere. Astral projection can be a lot of fun, but it can also be very scary. So be careful. So the third one is healing. You can heal emotionally, physically, in your sleep. You can heal trauma, like your past trauma. You can heal other people if you're that good. That kind of goes a little hand in hand with astral projection. If you are a healer, you can heal someone who needs healing. You can do that in your sleep. But you can heal emotional healing and physical healing. So that one's really, really fun too. The fourth one is cord cutting. You can cord cut in your sleep. Cord cutting is when you remove any and all connection you have with another person. Most of the time when people do cord cutting, it's to remove an ex from their life or a toxic relative. I would be careful with this one because you gotta know for sure, that you wanna remove this person and forget about this person for the rest of your life. I've never done cord cutting because I don't feel comfortable with doing any sort of cutting. if people are meant to be in your life, they'll be there, and if they're not, they will leave, like, on their own. Sometimes I feel like performing a cord cutting ritual or to perform any sort of like cord cutting ritual, it's, to me, and this is only my opinion, is not really necessary. Because if you don't want that person, like if it's an ex, if you are broken up and you don't want to see that person again, they were horrible to you, then just erase all their pictures, delete their number, like just on your own, have no contact with them and just breathe and move on. Just move on. Like I said, if they're meant to stay in your life, then they will. And if they're not, then they'll go. Now, if it's a toxic relative, that's tricky because, it's family. Some family lives close to us and we see all the time. Some family we don't see very often or ever. The same goes with family too, in a way. If you don't want to be around them, you don't have to be. You can choose not to. I know it might make other people feel uncomfortable, but you can make your own choices. The fifth thing that you can do while you're sleeping is communicating to a loved one who has passed on. Yeah, you can see your loved one or someone you cared about in your sleep. That's such a beautiful thing. I had a sister, she passed, let's see. She passed in 05. So it's been 16 years this year that she's been gone. 16 years, goodness, like that's a long time. 16 years, she's missed a lot, but so it's, if I want to see her, if I want to talk to her, if I want advice, I want guidance, I can have that connection with her. I can call upon her to visit me in my dreams and have those communications and have those connections with her. So, just know that your loved ones are never gone. They're never gone. They're right there. They're always there. As long as you remember them. The sixth thing to do while you're sleeping, and this is the last one, is connecting to your angels or deities. Now, not everyone has a deity or angels that they talk to or they communicate with. And that's okay. You don't have to. This is just for people who are wanting to connect to a specific deity or any of them, but it helps if you know who you want to connect with. If like for instance, if you want to connect with Hecate and you're having trouble connecting to her at your altar or meditation or whatnot, whatever you do to try and, you know, have those conversations with your guides, your deities, you can do it in your sleep. You can call upon Hecate to come to you in your sleep, to guide you, to talk to you, to heal you, to protect you. But that's a big one. Maybe I should have added that to the list. Like, you can protection, because like I said at the beginning, like when you're sleeping, you're the most open. So when you're open, you're open to the bad stuff and the good stuff. So you just, as a witch, that's like rule number one, protection, 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 protection. I mean, you need to have it with you all times, whether you're wearing something or you have it in your car, you have to have something in your car, on your body, in every room, every door, every window, your property line, your pets, your children, you, the path that you take to work, the path that you take to school, like, the protection needs to always be there. I can't stress that enough. So, I think that is it for dream magic, things to do while you're sleeping. So, number one was manifestation. Number two was astral projection. Number three was healing. Number four is cord cutting. Number five is communicating to loved ones. And number six is connecting to your angels or deities or your guides, like your ancestors. So that will be all for today. Feel free to message me with any questions. And make sure you're following me on Facebook and Instagram under The Magical Moon. I hope you have a wonderful rest of your day. And as always, blessed be.